Tav Tezayin, it means Doifish Shal Smicha Katani. That's what it means to say. Rashi says, the Yad Yosef Ben Yerezer Lenechleku B'Smicha. There's no machlekes by giving Smicha. For Loi B'Shum Dover, Shadayin Le Nismaitle, they didn't forget learning. Loch Enoch at Smicha, the Yosef Machlekes, that's the first machlekes about Hilcha Smicha. Shenechle B'Chachomim Me'olam. Umi Yosef Ben Yerezer V'Yelech, Hoye Bem Doifish Shal Smicha, Shenechle B'Smicha Shlomim, B'Yomtok, Remina B'Chagiga. Shama Yerma Lismach, Hillel Yermach Shlonis Lismach. That was what the first Machlokes was between Hillel and Beshamai, where you make a smicha on a Korban Shlomim on Yom Tov or not. So it means to say, up until that time, there's no Machlokes. That's what it means to say. Or maybe a Doyfi Shal Smicha Ketoni. For most questions, is that true? I vo Yosef Ben Yereza Gufa, Mithlok Tugiyosar a Machlokes Besmicha. So when it says, Ki if Ligabo Besoifshin at the end of his years, the Bots Libo, and if God is learning a little bit, but not at the beginning. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Tezayin Omer Aleph, you're on top. Yes, last question was, you said that after the Eduad Yosef Ben Yerezer, there was no Isha called boy. So Morris says, Omer Yosef, there's Doifi then. So Morris says, Doifi means Shel Smicha. That they start to have Machlokes and then. So Machlokes, if you're supposed to make Smicha or not, on the Korban on Yom Tov. So Morris says, that's what Ketoni. And there's still a question, but Yosef Ben Yerezer Gufa Niflag Polik. He also had this machlekes. So his marsh up until Yosef Ben Yerezer, there was no machlekes at all. Only after him started the machlekes. So Morris says, no, even his time is also, and Yosef Ben Yerezer's time also was a machlekes. B'smicha. He also had a machlekes, but he's supposed to make smicha. Rashi says, on smicha shlomim b'yomtif. If you bring a korban shlomim on yomtif, do you have to make smicha run it or not? It's machlekes, the mirror chagigam. Like that was the first machlekes they had. So his mashma started after Yosef Ben Yerezer's time. And here it's mashma question is no, it says he also had the machlekes. So Marin says, I'll tell you, his machlekes was the Saif Shania. At the end of his lifetime, that's when he had the machlekes, to Botzaliba, like his heart became smaller, meaning then he started to forget a little bit. Rashi says, Shinismaya Talei B'Saif Shania, Nishtachu, then he started to forget, then there was a machlekes. But up until his time, there was no machlekes. Kufa, what we just said before, Om Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Shloisha Sapayim Halochis Nishtacha B'mei Avol Isha Moshe, right after Moshe was Nifta, Klai Yisrael forgot 3,000 halochis. Om Lelu Yeshua, so Klai Yisrael asked to Yeshua, Shol, means find out what the halochis are. They asked him to like Shol, try and find them out. Yeah. So Moshe says, Omalei, so Yeshua answered back and says, Leib HaShemayim Hi, like I can't stop asking Shemayim, it's not in Shemayim anymore, if we don't know it, we don't know it. Ormulah l'shmul, then Klai Yisrael asked Shmuel, that Ishoel, you try and find out the halakas that were forgotten. Ormulah, he said, Eilu postek, Eilu ha-mitzvahs. Meaning to say, Shein ha-novi rishoel l'chadish v'dov v'miyata. To the novi can't be mechadish any halakas. It's only what was in this Kabul from Mesh Rabbeinu. And therefore, if we forgot it, like, we can't stop get it from a novi. It has to be that we ourselves work to get it. Ormulah Yitzchak Nafcha. Av chatis shemeso baleh nishtacha v'meyavol ishomeshah. This halacha also that we have in our Mishnah had an halacha here about a chatis shemeso baleh. If the owner of the chatis died, the bialim died, even though the bonim are still alive, it goes the misozla. It's one of the hay halachas. There's also forgotten v'meyavol ishomeshah. Is omul the pinchas said to pinchas show you we have to find out these halachas? Omalei Pinchas said back also, Leib HaShemayim Mi, I can't find out Minash Shemayim, it's not B'Shemayim the Torah anymore. It's up to us, we have to work it out. So Omalei Lelosa, the yes, the Lelosa also Shol, you try and find out like yes in Shemayim, the Halachis. Omalehem, he also said back, the Pasuk of Eilu HaMitzvahs, meaning to say, She'en HaNovi Rishon L'Chadish Dov HaMiyato. A Novi can't be Mechadish, it's not up to me to Mechadish for my Nevuah, but it's something we have to work on. Om Rav Yudama Rav, Beishor Sheniftu Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was about to be nifta to Gan Eden, to go to Gan Eden, is Omalel Yeshua. He told Yeshua right before he was nifta, he said to Yeshua, show me men who call Sveika Shesh Tocho. You can ask me all the questions you have. Any question you have, come and ask me. Is Omalel Rebbe. So Yeshua answered back, Moshe and said, Klum Hinach Tocho, Shoachas, did I ever leave you alone like for 1 minute? V'halach l'machamach, and I went someplace else. Is Lekach Kosaf to be? Didn't you yourself write about me in the Torah? The Torah says, he never left Moshe Rabbeinu. As if to say, so Yeshua right now, so like I know everything, I have nothing to ask, I learned already everything from you. Is miyad right away, toshas kaychal shel should be shomay, should the gisha should be mistama. Tochas miyad Yeshua, but the Kurah gisha should be toshas kaychal shomay. That's what the Shita says, yeah. And in other words, Moshe had a chlisha sadastik. What do you mean you have nothing to ask, even though you're with me the whole time? But don't you think, like, I know more than you, I was mekabel the Torah. So Moshe felt a little bit weird, how come Yeshua had nothing to ask? And therefore, nishtachu mimenu sholish mes alochis. At that time, Yeshua forgot 300 alochis, because of this. For no deloy sheva mea sveikis, and also 700 alochis, he had now sveikis doubts. Before maybe he knew it clearly, but now because he made Moshe feel bad, his punishment was he had 700 sveikis, doubts. The Yom to Kol Yisrael Hogun, Kol Yisrael want to kill him right now. Is Omalei Kol Shabbos said, Loim Lecho, Yesh Lecho, that listen, I can't tell you the halachas right now. So Moshe, what Yeshua started, we start to daven to Hashem, like please remind me these halachas, Kol Yisrael are killing me. So Hashem said back to Yeshua, I can't teach them to you, again like Loim B'Shemayim Hi. Lame lochu yeshu, maybe because that was the punishment you deserved. You deserve to forget them. So I can't teach it to you. But in order to save you, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, Leich go, return them a mechama. Make them have mechama right now. They'll forget about you. Shneimer the Pasuk says, V'hi achri, Moshe, Eved Hashem, V'yer Hashem, like Hashem told Yeshua, like now go into Eretz Yisrael, start to go into Eretz Yisrael and conquer Eretz Yisrael. That's the smichus that like Yeshua had to distract them. They shouldn't come to kill him. From our speech, the son of the Brisa, we learned, Elef v'sheva meyus. There were 1,700. Kalim v'chumrim, kal v'chaymis. Rashi says it means midrashi kal v'chayma. Or gzei reshavis. Another way to learn the Torah, gzei reshavim. V'digdugei seifrim. Rashi says mefarash b'shkola means she'osu atura sviras kagoyin tesvav noshim petrus roseyim yud gimel devarim nemru v'nevelis. Whereas it says like digdugei seifrim means when the Gemara makes a sifrim, makes an account how many lochas apply together. Like the Mishnah in Yevamis, and Mishnah Yud Gimel Dvorim Nemu Benevelos. So all these things were also Nishtachu B'mei Avolos Shemoshe. That Yeshua forgot all these halachis B'mei Avolos Shemoshe. Could be all the same punishment. And since he made a Chlisha Sadas to Moshe, he lost these halachis. Is Omer Bavur. Bavur says, Afo B'ken, even so, Hechzira Nosnil Ben Kenaz Metoch Papulei. Shnosnil Ben Kenaz, he was able to bring back all these halachas mitvech pefulei. Because not that he asked min hashemayim, but he himself worked on it with his pupil haTorah, he was able to bring it back. Shem and the Pasuk says, Vayukado Osniel ben Kenaz. He conquered the city, Achi Kolev, V'itim loy es achsa bitul yishin. He gave him his daughter, Achsa, for wife. Rashi says, Vayukado Osniel, Likras Sefer, Umaykri Sefer means halachas. So let's see. V'lo menikra shma achsa. Why was his name called Achsa? Bitan was Achsa. Bitakam gave what was her name called Achsa? She called her Roy Yoysa Koyas Lishta. Whoever would see her, I got angry at his wife. Because she was so beautiful. She was so beautiful. So that's what happened. So Osniel ben Kenaz got the Melech's daughter, Achsa, for a wife. Yeah. Vahi the Pasuk says, Bavoya, when he came to live with her. But to say you, she started to talk to him, Lisho Miesa Via Soda. That he, Osniel ben Kenaz, she asked from her father of her fields. Vatisna me'ala chamor, she started to scream from a chamor. So, my Vatisna, what's the lashon of Vatitznach? Is Omar Rabbi said, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Omroloi, she said to him, Ma chamor zeh, just like this donkey, Kivin shen loy meichel ba'avusai, miyatzik, he has no food teeth in his warehouse, in his food pin. He starts screaming, it's kachisha, same thing with the wife. Kivin shen loy tfu, but she has nothing to eat in the house. Is miyad tzuek, she starts to scream also. Then it says, "Vatayme tenoli brech." She said, "Give me the well." Ki eretz hanegev nesati abayis fieres hanegev nesatoni. That he gave us what the south side. So bayis means to say shemenugav mikol tuv, was a bayis that was dried out from all tuv. There's nothing good in it. So nesatoli gave to me gulias mayim. Gave to me what gulias mayim. So v'darshin odom shein b'yel haTorah. That's what the pasuk means to say. That this Osniel ben Kenaz was a person that he only had Torah. Rashi says, "Gulias mayim haTorah klaim odom shav Torah gulu yaloi." He understood the Torah. Bevat v'iten lo kolev es gulias aliyah. So kolev, I gave her the gulias aliyah. That's the top of well. He has gulias tach tias and the bottom one is omulah. Misha Darvel Yainim Tachtonim Yivakish Menu Mizainus. Means that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the one that's dar above on top, Yivakish Menu, Rashi says, Do Vade, Let Starach, the Sivbe, Hoysa Kaniya Seichem. Means to feel like you're not going to need anything. Misha Darvel Yainim Tachtonim Yivakish. What does it I'll say here? Dalid. Omalei. Misha Kol Ros Yelim. Tachtonim Yishalo Yivakish Menu Mizainus. The Kolub Ben Kenaz, who? Like Siv Kolub, yeah, that's right. Scripture may say that since your husband is such a big Talmud Chacham, Isaac and Torah, he's not going to ask for so much. You don't have to worry. Now the question is, the Kolub Ben Kenaz, was that really his name, Kolub Ben Kenaz? Yeah. Then Mabahaloi Kolub Ben Yefuna, his name was Kolub Ben Yefuna. So Gemara says, Ma Yefuna was Yefuna mean? Shepona Meyatzas Meraglim. The word Yefuna was just an extra name given to him, just means he went away from the Yatzas Meraglim. Fiakati for the Gemara Ben Kenazah, was he Ben Kenaz? Ben Chatzun, he was the son of Chatzun, he was. It wasn't Kolub Ben Kenaz. Was the son of Chatzron. But before it's okay, it says Osneel ben Kenaz. Masum Osneel was the son of Kenaz, and not Kolev. If it says we call it ben Chatzron, to Silishra, what do we call him Kolev ben Kenaz? He was Kolev ben Chatzron. So Morris says, the Kolev ben Chatzron, Hoylid es Azuva. The Pasuk is clear, the Kolev ben Chatzron, Hoylid es Azuva. So he gave birth to Azuva. So it's a Kashyam. Omarova, Chorgo de Kenazu. He was the stepson of Kenaz. So that's why it's called Kolub ben Kenaz. He was a stepson to him. It wasn't his real son, but stepson. Tony, we learned, who was Neil, who Yavitz. When it says Osneel ben Kenaz, he was also called Yavitz. Well, Mashmar, what was his real name? Yehuda Achashimon. His real name was Yehuda Achashimon. Shemoi. Now, Osneel, why do they call him Osneel? She'onu. Kael, that Hashem answered him. Yavitz, she'yoyitz, he was able to give Eitz's advice. For Ribbit's Torah B'Yisrael, he was Marbis, he spread Torah in Klal Yisrael. Uminolan, how do we know Shonon Kael that Hashem answered him? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vayikra Yavis Alakai Yisrael, Lema, Ibarak Sporcheni, Vibes Yisguli, Voice Yotchoi, Modi Levulti, Atzvi, Shun leave me alone. Vayovilakim, Es Hashem Shon, it says Hashem gave him what he asked. You see clearly Hashem gave him what he asked for. Ibarak Sporcheni, Batorah, means he has to be blessed in Torah. Ve'beis yes gvulim means batamidim. Yes, a brach. Let me have a lot of tamidim. Vois yodchi modi. Yehin should be with me. Meaning to say, shlo yishtakech talmudi meliba. I should not forget my learning. Ve'yosa mirosi. Let me have a lot of friends. It means she is damnali reim kamois. I should have friends like me. Mitamid chachamim. Levuti otzvi means shlo yishagvenu yetzahara. Ve'lashanas yetzahara. Should not win over me to stop me from learning. That's called the Vilti Yotzvei, should not be an Atzev, and it's said that the Yetzar should not catch over me. This Mutav will be good. In love, Hareini Hoylech L'Nesisi. I'll take the Nesisi L'Shoil. And I'll take it down to the grave. So if you do these things, very good. If not, it'll be Hareini Hoylech L'Nesisi. What she's saying? Grave, yes, that's what he said here. Is miyad right away? But you ever look in as Hashashol, Hashem gave him what he asked for. So you see, Hashem answered him. Kiyetz v'davar, similar like this also. Kiyetz v'davar. Atuaim Rashi says she called Hamoyser Atzmoi Lach Zerachat Torah Hamalim Loshalaysev. Someone that asks to be able to learn Torah, Hashem will listen to him. So that's Kiyetz a similar before this also. Kiyetz v'davar Atuaim Rosh v'yish Tachzis. Nifkeshu miyoid einish neim. The Rosh v'yish tachzis means a poor person. It's something like this, a poor man and a man, a medium class man. Rosh v'yish tachzis is a medium class man. Nifkeshu, when they get together, meyer einish neim, both lighten the other one's eyes. Is b'shor she'al tamidim hokham etzah rabbi. When the tamidim go to the Rebbe, v'yom l'olam deinu Torah, teaches Torah. Im lamdoi, if the Rebbe teaches them Torah, meyer einish neim, it lightens the eyes of both of them. Shneim, Hashem, Meir Einish Shneim Hashem. Hashem aligns the eyes of both of them. Means, you see, that these people want to learn Torah, so Hashem will enlighten their eyes also, both of them. V'im Lav, Osh Yevarosh Nifkesu. That means if not, even the rich and poor meet together, Oysa Kulam Hashem, Mishasu Chochem Lezeh, Oysa Tipesh. The one that Hashem made smart will become a Tipesh. And Tipesh Lezeh, Oysa Chochem. Hashem can make the ones a fool, make him to a Chochem. Yes, so Kitty, you see, if you ask to be a Chochem, Hashem will help you. When the Talmidim asked the Rebbe, so Rebbe also has to know. How does the Rebbe know? That Kodesh Baruch Hu will teach them, they should know. Rashi says, Oysa Shneim, Ashtrufu Maskel Asoysim Chadoshim Lezeh Chochm Zatipesh. Hashem will make them over now. Like, if you don't act like this, then Hashem will change you around. Zum Mishnas Reb Nosson. This is where Reb Nosson learned. If you that Nosson, Reb Yudah Nosson, Reb Yudah Nosson says, Im Boros Tvorcheni. Means the bracha was like this. Asniel asked, if you bless me with a period of river, I should have children. Ve'beistias gvuli bebonim abonas, children, boys and daughters. For hoy so yod ko imodi b'masamat, let me do good business. V'yasis meresish lo yehe bi mechish roishash, have no headaches, or mechish as naim, no earaches, or mechish ay naim, no eye aches, levuti otzvi, I shouldn't have any, ebi atzvah soon be said. Shlo yasegveni yetzor malishana, that the yetzor should not stop me from learning. Is a matter can oyster can be like this mutu be very good. V'yimlav areni herlech b'nesis l'shol, I go down to my grave. Is v'yavu l'kim, Hashem came to him. Es hashol, Hashem gave him what he asked for. So you see, he was mavakish to learn Torah, to become a chacham, to be able to learn, Hashem gave it to him. Ki yetzu b'dov, similar to this, Omer, the Pasuk says, Atzweimer, Rosh v'yishtachsev nishkishku. When a poor person and a middle class person meet together, is mei reinish neim, Hashem enlightens both the roys. That means b'shor she'oni herlech etzol balabayis. When the poor man goes to the balabayis, the yomani tells him panaseini, help me out, give me panosa. Sim mefanasay, if the rich man gives him money, mutter will be good for both of them. The imlav, if not, if the rich man doesn't give away money, then osher brash nifkashu oisa kulam Hashem is Hashem changes them over. It means to say now that mishos osher was rich until now, lezeh oisa oisa oni, Hashem makes him poor now. And only the one who was poor before, the Zoysoy Sosh, and Akash Baruch will make him rich. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Gen Omer Shimon Ma Mitzinu. Shimon was the one that said in the Mishnah that these five halachas of Chatish Shemesois only applies to a Korban Yoch and not to a Korban Tzibur. And Shimon said, just like three of them for sure do not apply by Korban Tzibur, like you can't have Mesu Bailan by Tzibur, or you can't have Tmura by Tzibur, it's the same thing the other two also do not find. Tan Rabbanan like this. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Chomesh Chatois Mesis. There are five halachas that Chatois should be Mes. That's Vlad Chatois, the Korban Chatois that becomes pregnant, the Vlad, is the Misozlom, or Tumuras Chatois, the Chatois Shemesu Baleher. Then the last two are the Chatois Kippur Baleher. If they lost the Korban, brought a different one, then they found the first one. The Chatois Shivrish Nos, the Chatois that became a year old. Older than it's supposed to be. Now, we have to yocholem of Vlad Chatois Betzibu. You can't have a Vlad Chatois by Tzibu. You know why? If he shein chatas nekeva b'tziba, any chatas of a tziba is always a korban socher. It can't be in a keva, so you can never have a vlad. And secondly, v'yati yochulei metumura chatas b'tziba. You can't find the parsha of tumura by a korban tziba. If he shein tziba is tumura like we had before, a shut for more tziba can't make tumura. V'yati yochulei me chatas shemesa b'leh b'tziba. You can't find the parsha of chatas shemesa b'leh by a tziba. If he shein that tziba mesim, because you never have the whole tziba should die. Shekipru Baleh v'shibru shenosa leimotzinu. Now these last two cases, Shekipru Baleh, if they lost the carbon and brought another one, Roshav shenosa leimotzinu. Must be curious here. Leilamadnu, the Shita says. Leilamadnu. We did not learn. We don't know if it, you know, these metzisin apply by carbon zibur. It could be that they lost the first carbon and brought a second one, and then they found the first one. Or else it could be that they waited a while until it became too old. This could happen. Tashi says, Lo Lamadnu, means we did not learn whether these two cases apply to a Korban Tzibur or not. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yehenu Heges, Beim Yochel, Beim Tzibur, since the case could apply. So maybe the Aloch applies that both by Korban Yochel and by Korban Tzibur. If it would have been over Shinoso or the Schapur Baleho, that maybe it's Lami Sozla. Or Mat, I'll tell you like this. Yilmadu Sosim first. Let's learn Sosim, what doesn't say clearly. Rashi says, Sosim in Shekipru Baleh v'Shibru Shinoso. There's two cases, be Mefurish, for what it says clearly. Rashi's Mefurish means Vlad, Utmurosa, Shemesa Baleh, Shemefurish Lanu, Diena B'Tziba. Those three cases we know clearly do not apply to a Korban Tziba. The Salman before is just like those three cases, the first three cases. The Yochid, it only applies by Korban Yochid. For Leib Tziba, because the Metzias, technically you can't have these cases by Korban Tziba, is that even the last two cases also. Afsh B'Shekipru Baleho, we have the Kipru Baleho, or else B'Shibru Shnoso, his last two cases also Terim Shimon holds. The Yochid Vom Amurum was only said by Korban Yochid, Leib Tziba wasn't said by Korban Tziba.